there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We got a lot we got to cover this hour. We're in between trips right now. We just got back from Dominica. Next week, we go to the Turks and Caicos with the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Betty and Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network. Even Bill, the producer, is going on that trip.
This is something almost unbelievable, nearly unprecedented in the history of Scuba Radio.
Nearly unprecedented to allow Bill out of the closet and onto a trip. But that will indeed happen next week. You'll hear all about it on the August 7th edition of the show when we actually broadcast from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard.
Or you can check the Turks and Caicos police blotter. I believe it's online.
It could be. It might be there, too. There's no telling. Shortly thereafter, we are going to be going to Grenada. Pup,
when you say we, that's a different we, isn't it?
You can always go. I will allow you to go. I just won't take you. Okay? But we are going back to Grenada. Pup Morris, the scuba cowboy, is in the studio with us today. He's going to be on board for that adventure. And it'll be our second time back to the island. Yours as well, right? You've been there once, is that right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and we were talking an hour and one. He had not been to Carriacou either. And that is like one of the sister islands of Grenada. And we are going to visit that part of the Grenada island family when we're there in August. So I thought it'd be only appropriate that we talk to some of those folks that operate dive facilities there in Carriacou and kind of find out what exactly makes it different from Grenada. And George is nice enough to join us from the island right now in Carriacou from Arawak Divers. George, you're going to help us out, right?
Yes, I will help you in this whole thing.
Yes. Now, George, obviously not a native Grenadian or Carriacouian. I'm not sure what the proper term is there, but you're from Germany, just like Peter and Galinda at Aquanauts. Is that right, George?
That's right. And they call us here the Kayaks.
The Kayaks. Because why?
Of Carriacou, and the short name is Kayak.
Kayak. Okay. I thought it maybe had something to do with rowing boats or something, but that makes much more sense. I like it, George. So,
oh, yes. The rowing boats is a windward. The main island here on Carriacou is building still all those wooden schooners, and they're participating all on the regattas and all over the islands, and they're making all the time the prizes are still built the old way, hand-built and handcrafted. Those guys are amazing.
All right. Well, there you go. I mean, obviously, boats are a popular item there in the islands, I'm guessing. So it was probably came out of the necessity to travel between the two. Now, the distance between Carriacou and the main island of Grenada is how far?
It's about 30 miles from St. George's to Hillsborough. And it takes me the ferry 1.5 hours. Is easy to reach from Grenada.
Okay, so you just hop on board a boat, and an hour and a half later, you're in Carriacou. Now, how does that differ from the main island? I haven't been to Carriacou. We're planning to go there in August and get a first-hand report. But what can you tell me that makes it a little different from the main island?
The Carriacou is actually a little bit smaller. We have about 6,000 people living on the island. And we have here on Carriacou actually a hurricane hole in our mangrove area. Our place is actually located on the southern side of Carriacou. It's called Turtle Bay. It's a natural harbor.
Turtle Bay. Is that what you said, Turtle Bay?
Turrell.
Oh, Turrell Bay. Okay.
Yes. It's on the southern part of the island.
Got it. And Arawak Divers is the name of the operation. And what's your website? Let's get that out there before I forget here.
It's arawak.de.
Arawak.de. D-E. Okay, very good.
Yes.
And so you guys specialize on the diving sites there on the south side of the island, or you travel all around in your boats, or what?
Yes, we're diving in the Caribbean side and on the Atlantic side. All the islands are actually at the border between the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
Now, is it very tropical like it is on the main island, very lush and rainforest-like?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We don't have those high hills like the mainland has. Our highest peak is about 900 feet. So we have rain. We have everything here, too. So we are fine.
Exactly. Plenty of surface interval distractions there in between your diving there on Karaku, I guess, right?
Oh, yes. We have a lot of surrounding small islands like Sandy Island, White Island, Frigate Island, Saline Island, Large Island. Nice places to hang out for the whole day, and you have shades on it. Everything is there.
Excellent.
We are really fine.
Good. Now, what about the diving? Is it dramatically different than what we'd get off of the main island there, or what?
The difference is here on Karaku, we don't have actually those strong current like Grenada, and our corals are actually higher, bigger, I would say. We have some areas where we have corals growing up to 7-8 feet. Grenada has a lot more shipwrecks and is nice dive sites too. But over here by us is more, although what we are specialized in is underwater photography, especially close-ups, while the water is a little bit more calm, and then we can stay our 70 minutes, 80 minutes on a dive and have really time to look at all those little things what live in the corals. Cleaner shrimps, crabs, nudie branches, all those things, frogfish. We have a lot of things where you can look at it. But on our website, you can see a little bit what we got here.
Excellent. It sounds very pristine, a little bit more remote off the main island, so therefore you might see a few more critters, a little bit more lush underwater type stuff. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, that's really fair. Karaku is a place where you're actually hanging out. It's a vacation place where it's quiet. You can do your scuba diving. You can do your hiking. You can do actually all those things what you want to do, and still relax and get energy back for your job.
All right. Well, George, I'm sold. I'm coming. I hope you'll allow us to bring a mermaid or two and come over there and visit and do a little diving with you.
The best thing, you're bringing three, like in Dominica.
Yes, that is the plan. And we may even crown a mermaid there locally in the island. So who knows what might happen there in Grenada here in a few weeks. But, of course, we'll cover it here wall to wall on Scuba Radio. Well, George, thank you so much for the update. Look forward to diving with you here in a few weeks, my friend. Once again, it's arawak.de. Is that right, the website?
Yes, it's a German website, actually. It's both languages, English and German, everything just fine.
Arawak.de. All right, George, well, have a great day. Thank you so much for checking in, and we'll see you there in Karaku here in a few weeks.
You're more than welcome. Greg, don't forget the mermaids when you're coming down here. I want to see three, minimum.
You got it, buddy. All right, there you go. Three minimum. He's calling me out there, Bill.
He was...
He's been listening to the show because we had three mermaids in Dominica.
And that's the thing.
Great.
Yeah, he's figuring he's getting it.
Yeah.
He did not check and see what was going on in Grenada.
I had at least three mermaids. He's German. I better take him serious, right?
I would think so. You're planning on staying at his place.
Or he's going to, you know, throw a beer at me or something.
Or perhaps
fear.
Yes.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Yes.
Mermaidium.
Yeah.
Vier Mermaidium.
I think Mermaidium is a German, has roots in the German language.
Yeah, it doesn't sound at all Latin to me. No, I agree with you.
No, not at all. But but I think we are going to be able to make his wish come true.
Perhaps not all of them.
Well,
God, I hope not all of them.
As far as having three mermaids.
Oh, okay, that wish.
Yeah, Pup's been nice enough to help out with his daughter, Tiffany. And then we have Tony is going to Grenada.
He's going to Grenada.
We're working on
and the Turks and Caicos too.
Yeah, yeah. So so I think we are going to have a full pod of mermaids in Grenada, and it'll be good to go to Karaku and find out a little bit more about that particular island there, just off the coast of Grenada. So arawakdivers.com, check that out.
And to spell Arawak, A-R-A-W-A-K, Arawak.
Exactly.
Not a Weemawet.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
A-wee-ma-wee.
Now, when we were in Dominica, I actually had a new product to play with. I'm gonna have to take it down to
appreciate that, Paul.
Turks and Caicos, and maybe even Grenada too. We didn't get to use them in Dominica as much as I wanted.
Those are the smallest bracelets I've ever seen.
You know what it is? This thing is called the Jake ID. If you go to jakeid.com, you
Body
can check
Jake.
It out online. But basically, what this guy has created, some kind of ID webbing that you just attach to your BC, to your dive lights. He has little webbing things that he embroiders, your name on
this
there.
This says Greg the Dive Master.
Exactly. So that would be, he just did a couple samples for me. And you'd attach that Jake ID to your underwater flashlight. And
that's
so then
pretty
you have
cool.
Have it on the deck, and then everyone knows, hey, oh, wait, I won't accidentally take his dive light. That's Greg's. That's Greg the Dive. Now, who's Greg the Dive Master?
Or they may take it and try to sell it on eBay because
it's
worth a lot of money. Well, it's Greg's dive light.
Yes.
I would think about that.
You keep thinking that way, buddy boy. I'll sell you some. How about that?
That one says Scuba Radio.
Special price. I got special price for you.
That one says...
Yeah, scubaradio.com. He did
nice.
Something. But it has different little webbing ID bracelets that you can order.
You must have the world's smallest embroiderers.
It is. It's small, but it's effective.
It's very effective. I mean, the lettering covers the entire band of it. It's easy to read from across the closet here.
I should have made some Bill the Producer ones.
You coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Nah. You can buy them, though.
Thanks.
They're cheap.
Appreciate
it. Actually, they're pretty...
inexpensive. They're not cheap. I'm looking at that. That is not cheap. That's not cheap construction. It's not flimsy. It's,
right. But you can order them right there online.
Yes. It's easy to order and affordable. But it ain't cheap.
But different sizes, different type of attachments. These little ones right here, you put these on your
thing,
your fin clips.
Oh, right. Sorry.
So that way you could actually ID your fins by having these little things
neat.
On the strap. So
I ID my fins by wearing force fins.
Yeah. Because you're the only one would have such a unique style of fin. That's
I've got a pretty unique style of force fin too.
This indeed is this is the case indeed for sure. But JakeID.com, check those out, and we'll put them. Maybe we'll put them to the test. I'll let you use the Scuba Radio ones and the Turks and Caicos.
Well, that'll be cool.
And then I'll take your gear.
That because won't be as
say,
cool.
Oh no, that's
that'll
mine.
Be less cool.
It says Scuba Radio. That's on my my stuff. Yeah,
that's less
I'll take
cool.
That home.
Not as cool.
Yeah. So, are you excited about our trip there in the Turks and Caicos next week, Bill?
You know what? It is hard for me to be excited. Not because I'm not looking forward to going. But there's something about my life which it takes a lot of work for me to not be where I'm supposed to be. I have a hard week ahead of me to make it so I can be gone for a week.
Yes. Well, welcome to my world. You think it's all fun and games? All that preparation for traveling the world, that takes a lot out of you.
That explains the white beard.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's my excuse. Welcome to my hell, buddy boy. Welcome to my hell.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, what color? Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs. The way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gurnards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to DominicaWatersports.com for dive packages and more. That's DominicaWatersports.com.
In about 25 seconds, it's going to go to a musical break, so...
latest country CD. Got a little island flair in one of the cuts called Island Girl, of course. I like it, Pup. That's good stuff. Nice groove, man.
And you know what? That was actually inspired by another dive trip, believe it or not. Much of my life is inspired by dive trips. That's just kind of how it pans
now,
out.
Which dive trip would have that been?
This was actually a couple of years ago in Roatan. And believe it or not, I met a lady that was an elderly lady. And she told me about how when she first moved to the island, she was like in her early 20s.
Right.
And she loved to scuba dive. And she had this dream. And she went out there and she was like in her 70s. And she'd stayed there. She just moved there and stayed there. It was incredible. And I went up to my room. My sister was on that trip with me. I got her certified as well.
Yeah.
And I walked in the room that night, sat down and wrote that song.
Sweet. Well, you know, I keep wondering if we're ever going to lose a mermaid on one of our little adventures. Because every one of them says the same thing. That, like, when we were in Fiji, we almost lost Tony two or three times. Angela threatened to stay behind. And one of these days, that may actually happen, where we say, well, we're supposed to go back. They're like, you know what? You go. I'm fine. Well, we'll see you here next year, Greg. And then they'll say, maybe that'll happen to you and the Turks and Caicos.
It could. So, and you can rename me Paul Gauguin.
And we'll write a song
about
it. I'll
explain that to you later. Actually, a song's already been written.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking.
Couple of them.
But your dive adventures, your experiences as a scuba diver has inspired you on many levels for your musical stuff.
Many times, yep.
Yeah. Nice. So we're going to do this in Grenada. You're going to bring the guitar along and maybe
write
a song?
I'm so excited, and you're letting me bring my lead guitarist, Jeff Harris.
Yep,
which really adds a lot to the show. And it just makes it all the more thicker for us when we go out and have a good time. I'm so excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am.
Well, I think it will inspire several new songs. I really do.
Let me tell you how much of a lead guitarist Jeff is. During the break, you wanted to know how the chord progression worked on the Scuba Radio song.
Right.
And he heard you starting to play it. And in a fit of trying to make it sound reasonable, he ran and got his guitar, which was being reconstructed. He travels with a guitar repair person who disassembles and reassembles his guitar, and he grabbed the pieces and just started playing lead guitar along with you to try and salvage some level of respectability.
I'm not kidding. He sleeps with his guitar. He learns my stuff more than you can imagine. He spends so much time. It's incredible.
Well, that's awesome. You know, he has a love for music, and you're saying, Jeff, you're getting certified. Is that the plan? Now, is he going to be certified by the time we get into
Grenada? He will be certified. I told him this is a mission. We're down here in Florida now visiting with some friends and talk about getting certified, possibly even while we're down here, but for sure before we go to Grenada. He wouldn't miss it for the world. I told him, you have got to see the underside of Grenada in order to experience Grenada.
Yeah, and we'll definitely show you the underside.
So Jeff, have you ever been snorkeling?
Yeah, in the Keys.
Okay, down in the Keys. Have you ever thought, hey, I'd like to be closer to that? Because that's what I don't like about snorkeling, is that I'm so far away from the reef, and you're going to be able to be right on top of it. I mean, not touching it. That would be bad, but like right on top of it.
Spending a little more time down would be cool, yeah.
It's perfect. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, get a little closer to the mic there, Jeff, because I got to ask you, are you prepared to see, you know, under the dress of Grenada? You know,
gee whiz.
The underside.
The
underwear?
No.
I don't know.
The dark underbelly.
Yeah, do you really have any idea what you're getting yourself into?
Not really.
Because you guys are gonna be totally new to the whole scuba radio family when we
travel. That's new,
together.
Not new. Don't let him trick you. That's what happened to me.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly. And now we can't get it. Now we won't keep any pants on.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Thank
that's
God.
Why I sleep in my closet,
it's a lot
though.
More comfortable than I thought it was going to be. Try it. I mean, not right now.
Oh, boy.
Later.
I think I just threw up a little in my mouth right now.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old.
You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Talk to my friend Tech Clark down in South Florida. They're running a program tomorrow called Revive Your Dive. You can check it out, reviveyourdive.org, just in time for Florida spiny lobster season to basically get people up to speed before they jump in the water if they haven't been diving in a while. It's a brand new program that they launched this year. I think Divers Alert Network is involved. Tech's going to tell us all about it here in just a bit. But first, viewer mail. Yes, we do get emails, and I'll read them every once in a while.
Yes.
What are you laughing at?
Well, I'm laughing. It makes me laugh every time because my wife always says, you know, he calls it viewer mail.
Right.
And you're a radio show.
Yeah, but we paint a mental picture. And that picture may be very disturbing at times. As I'll leave
case it. Case in point.
Yeah, case in point right before the break.
I have known people that said, hey, I listen to your show all the time, and I've poked out my eyes.
Yeah, well, there's a reason. And all you have to do is listen.
That's a good point.
To get it. But anyway, let's see. Marty emails us, says, Greg, hey, was visiting Denver and just heard the Denver Aquarium now has a mermaid show through the month of August. You may want to talk to them about infringing on your mermaid franchise. I'm scheduled to do a shark dive Saturday. I will have my video camera, and if I can, I'll get you some tape of the mermaids and send it to you so you can sue them accordingly.
Now, is that fair?
What do you mean?
Well, you do have something of a mermaid franchise, but you can't claim ownership to an entire species.
Yeah, just really a pod. I can just kind of have a control of a. And when I say that, I don't really have control.
That would be overstating it, wouldn't it?
Exactly. So yeah, I share the joy. If the Denver Aquarium wants to, weasel in on our mermaid action, let them. That's cool. Share. It's all good. They're all ambassadors to bring people to the underwater world, and if that's what they want to do in Denver, let them. I'm good with it. I'm good. We don't have to sue anybody.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lino.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. Mm-hmm. There's single-celled amoebas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up.
People imitate my friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show. Well, he's my real good buddy and his name is Greg.
He just reached my fish out of water in a world he never made.
True dive master of the radio way.
Very sexy. If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I everywhere I go, first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio.
half my whole dang pod. And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
So now everywhere I am, and everywhere I go.
Let's go while we're young.
The first thing that I do to is Scuba Radio.
So
sweet. That's right.
Hey, that's a new Scuba Radio song. Thanks to Pup Morris, the Scuba Cowboy.
I very much wish your microphone was on, because you were doing a Bob Dylan cover of the song. It was very nice.
Who? Pup
you.
Was?
No, you.
I? No, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't sound like me.
Oh.
I want to know what the mermaids are laughing at in the middle of that.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Because I think they're looking at you at the time they were laughing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time, trust me. All right, you can check out Pup on his website, thescubacowboy.com, and you can friend him on Facebook, right?
Well, you can Absolutely. Like him. You yeah. can like Pup Morse.
Just like him?
Well, you can like his page. There are 201 people that like him.
They changed it, though, now. Now you have both. You can now have a band page, and it automatically starts an individual page. So I have both.
Okay.
So if you just look for Pup Morse, how many guys named Pup Morse are you going to find, really?
Yeah, P-U-P Morse. All right. Tech is on the line. Tech Clark from South Florida. And we're going to talk about reviveyourdive.org. It's a cool program that's going on tomorrow, right, Tech?
Hey, Greg. Yeah, absolutely. How's it going?
Good, man. I love the idea of this concept, which is basically to get people ready for Florida spiny lobster season, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, that's what we see. Well, people, this is the time they dust off their equipment. For a lot of people, this is their first dive of the year. And it sneaks up on them, and they say, oh, yeah, it's lobster season. It's time to go. And their equipment's rusty. Their skills are rusty. Their academics are rusty. Their health might be rusty. So we're yeah. trying to get that all taken care of so that people have a safe year this year.
Yeah, you know, I go out during lobster mini season every once in a while. I did last year and the year before, and then, you know, sometimes it gets a little hectic depending on where you're going in Florida. In the Keys, it's downright crazy at times, and you got to be careful. But it does have a tendency to bring in people that haven't dove in some time, and it can create problems. I mean, obviously we have incidents every year, and this is really a program to kind of stave off some of those incidents, hopefully, right?
That's it, exactly. And so when you look at what actually takes place, you know, from the Keys through West Palm, we lost 7 divers last year, all related to lobster season events, 5 the year before that. And so, you know, the real need is when you take a look at what went wrong.
All right, well, hold on, Tech. Let's take a quick break, and we'll talk about reviveyourdive.org next.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to 5-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Hi. This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is...
Scuba Radio.
Hi. This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is...
Scuba Radio.
Hi. This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is...
Scuba Radio.
Hi. This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is...
Scuba Radio.
All right, we're talking about Revive Your Dive. You can check it out, reviveyourdive.org. It's a program that they're running down in South Florida, right there in Fort Lauderdale, I believe, right, Tech? It's at the Swimming Hall of Fame tomorrow, Sunday, is that right?
That's correct, at the Swimming Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and you get more information at reviveyourdive.org. You do have to pre-register. Don't just show up and expect to go through the program. Now, you could just show up and talk to the people from Divers Network yourself and kind of watch, you know, all the fun festivities that are taking place and maybe pick up a few tips. But to get through the program, to have your equipment reviewed and kind of go through a little health assessment and that type of stuff, you do need to pre-register online, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Reviveyourdive.org.
Now, there are three, is that right? There's three, programs?
Stations, or, yeah.
Yeah, stations. So, yeah, what is it? One's a health assessment, right?
Yeah, so we've got folks from Divers Alert Network coming down, Dr. Nick Bird and the medics of Divers Alert Network are going to be doing a fitness to dive consultation. So that's the first station. So we take that medical history questionnaire and we just talk it over with them. That way people can kind of see if they've had health changes over the years, what areas are going to be significant to diving. And then the second station is the equipment inspection. So we're inviting people to bring their own equipment, whatever they got, and we're going to take a look at it. We're just going to do a cursory review, try to find anything that might be wrong and point it out before they jump in the water in the ocean and discover a problem. And then the third station is going to be the PADI scuba review, and that's where we're going to get some good academics done on the scuba tune-up booklet, and then set up equipment, get in the water, go through skills, practice neutral buoyancy, all the good things we need to do, equipment familiarization, so that people come out of this event really well-rounded and really ready to go into the environment.
Yeah, the Swimming Hall of Fame there in Fort Lauderdale, really nice. That's where I did my instructor development course.
Yes.
So it's a great pool to do just that. And really, the whole idea here is to make sure people are up to speed before they're jumping in the water, not kind of going in cold and forgetting half the stuff. I mean, every time I've went out on lobster mini season, there's always one or two people on the boat where you're kind of rolling your eyes going, uh-oh, this is a potential problem waiting to happen, especially if you have a fairly good-sized group of divers on board. And those are the ones that are usually going to have you're going to have to watch them closer, or they're going to be the ones that have trouble. And unfortunately, that type of stuff makes us all look bad. So we kind of have to police ourselves. So this is kind of a step in the right direction to keep everybody in check, right?
Yeah, thanks. You're right. You're absolutely right. And I think the thing is, we often see that kind of weird behavior that you raise your eyebrows about. But at the same time, we got to recognize that one of the largest segments of our dive population is the boomers and even the Gen Xers. And so what we're seeing year to year is that these folks are having different health issues pop up every year. And so last year they were fine. This year there might be something that they don't even really know exists or is a problem. And then when we come through an environment like this where we just had a tropical depression come through here, it's still kind of churned up out there. The visibility's a little bit low. So if we start then getting into mini season with some unfavorable conditions or some, potentially stressful conditions with currents and low visibility, now the risks increase.
Yeah, it does, and they're not prepared or not used to diving in those type of conditions, and one thing leads to another. They start to panic and create problems. The other thing is, if you know somebody like that on the dive boat, God forbid, watch out for them and try to be nice about it, but try to help them out a little bit. I remember being on the dive boat a few years ago during mini season. These two guys from North Carolina showed up and didn't have a wetsuit. However, they had an auto mechanics bib overalls that they used instead. And I thought that was, interesting.
Is that wrong?
I don't know. Practicality, I guess it was okay. But I was like, you know what? I'm guessing
here's
these guys
are going
to have a problem.
Here's the problem with wetsuits. Not enough pockets.
Yeah, well.
Not enough pockets. And where are you going to put your beer?
Well, good point. Good point. But, these guys,
my case.
Pockets weren't the issue for them because they went down, they bagged a few lobsters, and sure enough, they left them there on the bottom of the ocean. When they came back to the boat, I remember the other guy looking, he's like, hey, where's the bag? I thought you had the bag. Oh, no, I thought you had the bag. No, you had the bag. Oh, you! One of those kind of things. But you saw it unravel before. I should have said something in the beginning when I saw him walk on the boat in these auto mechanic things. I was like, hey, are you guys fixing the engine? No, we're going diving, man.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so, we got to have to keep an eye on our fellow divers, and if you have a little bit more experience than others, you don't be rude to people, but you just want to make sure they know what they're doing, and if you see them doing something a little strange or a little out of place, or they look like they may not have been in the water recently, just make sure you at least alert the dive guide and the dive boat owner to make sure they keep an eye on them and keep them safe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, the big thing is when we come out on those charter boats, they're regulated, right? So you got supervision, you've got bottom times that are set and fixed. It's often the times that we see people going from their personal pleasure craft and they go out there and they're spending hours underwater, going back in, putting their catch inside, coming back out, spending hours, going back in, putting their catch inside, coming back out.
Right.
They just do this over and over again. They get exhausted, dehydrated, and then the health issues that aren't really apparent start to become apparent, and that becomes a problem.
And those problems, when those incidents do happen, they make us all look bad. So we really do need to do as much as we can to police ourselves, because if we don't, someone's going to police all of us. And I don't think want that.
That's true. And to have lives lost for such a trivial thing as a crustacean, there's a big dichotomy.
They
there
taste good, but
sense.
Yeah, let's be real. Absolutely. Well, I think it's a great program, Tech. Keep up the great work. I look forward to hearing how the first year event of this goes down. Once again, it'll happen Sunday, all day Sunday, starting at like 9 a.m., right?
That's right. It starts at 8 o'clock. Times all day long, and registering online there. And, it's going to be a good day.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the update, my friend.
Thank you, Greg. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Tech Clark, reviveyourdive.org. Go there, register, go participate right there in Fort Lauderdale all day tomorrow. It'll be a fun event for sure. And we'll keep some divers safer for lobster mini season.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Get down.
crowd getting down for sure. We got another studio show next Saturday, the 31st. And then on August 7th, Bill and myself, Mermaid Tony, Dan Orr and Betty from Diamond Flirt Network are going to be on board the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Loveaboard for another Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise broadcasting to you from the deck of the boat. You will not want to miss it. And I was just telling Bill at the break, I was told that the Buff Divers were on the boat, I believe, this past week. And Demi, who moved over from the Bahamas boat, he's been on several of these cruises with us, who works with Explorer Ventures, our Asian friend. Evidently, he was, he was getting into the swing of things.
Was he caught up in the emotion?
He was caught up in something. I don't know what, but evidently he lost some dive gear in the process, and we have to get him some new dive gear.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if that there is a connection of why.
Well, if you're Buff, what equipment do you need?
Well, exactly. Maybe he took it a little too far and left his dive gear at the bottom of the ocean or something. Mm. I don't know. We'll have to get the story.
So
what
freeing.
Happened. But you'll hear about that in a couple weeks.
Buff divers terrify me.
Pup Morse in the studio
Nudists
with
are
us.
Not who you think they are.
Today, thescubacowboy.com. He did a new scuba radio song. Great job on that, Pup. I'm looking forward to producing the live video in Grenada in a few weeks. I know you're pumped. You're excited. You're ready.
I'm absolutely excited about it. Can't
He's
wait.
Willing to sacrifice his daughter as a scuba radio mermaid in Grenada?
I don't think he said that.
Isn't that how it is? That's what I thought I heard.
Well, you know, once they reach a certain age, they're kind of on their own.
Well, okay. So
that's the way it works.
Right.
Greg's in charge of the cruise.
Oh, boy, that's scary. We're going to sacrifice her to the Grenada dive gods. Or something like that.
Perfect.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Best thing ever.
Yeah, so we got that to look forward to. And just a lot of stuff, a lot of traveling coming up, and hopefully you're enjoying the cruise with us.
If you want to find out more about Pup Morse, who is justascubacowboy.com, that's justascubacowboy.com, or go on Facebook, look for Pup Morse, P-U-P-M-O-R-S-E, Pup Morse. And there's one page for him as a person and one page for him as a band.
Okay.
There's one of each. You can like the band, but you can be a friend with a person. You can't be a friend with a band.
They
you can be with
confusing.
The band.
You can like the band.
You can,
yes,
like,
you
the
can
band.
Like the band.
Okay.
You can't like the person, which is unfortunate.
I'm so confused. but we'll figure it out. We got a few weeks to do it. We're going to do some good time bonding there in Grenada here in August, so you have to listen in for that. In the meantime, you can take your shots there at Facebook and on his website, justascubacowboy.com. All right, Bill, you ready to go diving in Turks?
We are ready to head to Cockburn Harbor.
All right.
I wonder how that happens. Yeah. Is it like heartburn?
I don't think so. Anyway, till then, remember, it's always better.
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody!
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.